我们一同打开创世纪第十四章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 14.
今天我们要读全章。
We want to read the whole chapter.
我们轮流来读。
Responsively.
创世纪第十四章。
Genesis 14.
我们轮流来读。当暗拉非做示拿王，亚略做以拉撒王，基大老马做以兰王，提达做哥印王的时候，他们都攻打索多玛。你们的声音在哪里啊？我第一节，你们第二节，再读一次啊！第二节一同来读，一、二、三。他们都攻打索多玛王比拉、俄摩拉王比沙、亚玛王示拿、西边王善里别和比拉王，比拉就是索。这五王都在西丁谷会合，西丁谷就是沿海。他们已经侍奉基大老马13年，到第13年就背叛了。14年，基大老马和同盟的王都来在亚特利加宁杀败了利法因人，在哈默杀败了苏西人，在沙维基利亭杀败了以米人，在何利人的西尔山杀败了何利人，一直杀到靠近旷野的伊勒巴兰。他们回到安密巴，就是加底斯，杀败了亚玛利全地的人，以及住在哈喜顺他玛的亚摩利人。于是索多玛王、俄摩拉王、亚扁王、西扁王以及比拉王，比拉就是说都出来在西定谷白镇与他们交战，就是这以兰王、基大老马、哥印王提达、示拿王暗拉非、以拉撒王亚略交战，乃是四王与五王交战。西定谷有许多的弃坑，索多玛王和俄摩拉王逃跑，有掉在坑里，其余的人都往山上逃跑。四王就把索多玛和俄摩拉所有的财物并一切的粮食都掳掠去了，又把亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德和罗德的财物掳掠去了。当时罗德正住在索多玛，有一个人逃出来告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里。曼利和以色谷并亚乃都是弟兄，成立亚伯兰联盟。亚伯兰听见他侄儿罗德被掳去，就率领他家里生养精练壮丁318人，这追到但，便在夜间自己同仆人分队杀败敌人，又追到大马色左边的河巴，把被掳掠的一切财物夺回来，连他侄儿罗德和他的财物以及妇女人民也都夺回来。亚伯兰杀败基大老马和与他同门的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙维谷迎接他。沙维谷就是王谷，又有撒人王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接。他是至高上帝的祭司，他为亚伯拉罕祝福说，愿天地的主至高的上帝赐福于亚伯兰，至高的上帝把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出1/10来给麦基洗德。索多玛王对亚伯兰说，你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。亚伯兰对索多玛说，我已经向天地的主至高上帝的耶和华起誓，反正你的东西就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯拉罕富有，只有仆人所吃的并与我同行的亚乃以色谷曼利所应得份可以任凭他们挪去。我们读经就到这个地方，我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你，因为你的恩爱吸引我们，我们如今要领受你的话语。求主使这一章我们已经读的圣经发出亮光，照耀我们的心。你使我们的智慧可以通达起来， 使我们心灵的深处看见你的光，我们从你的话蕴藏着的原则吸收智慧，好叫我们建立我们的信仰，建立我们德性的时候，有主你真理的动力来改变我们的生命。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜思想到年轻人对老人不公的时候，
Last week we mentioned how when the young people are disrespectful to the elderly，
要不然用很宽大的心怀来处理这种代沟的问题。
We see Abraham having an attitude of generosity when he has this problem。
当年轻人不了解老人的时候，
When a young person does not understand the elderly，
我们应当说是年轻人错或者是老人错呢？
So where would the fault lies? Is it with the young or with the elderly?
当代沟引起摩擦的时候，
When there is a generation gap and there is conflict，
我们应当怪这上一辈或者下一代的人呢？
Should we blame the older generation or the younger one？
我们通常只能说老人家做过年轻人，所以应当了解年轻人，年轻人没有做过老人，当然不容易了解老人。
Sometimes we think that the older generation would have been young before, so they should know better.
那这样就照着我们是年轻人就可以为所欲为，可以吗？
Does that mean that a young person will always be right?
有一些女人开车的时候特别不守规矩，因为她是女人都要让她吗？
Sometimes a woman driver would drive in any old way she wants because she's a woman. Does that mean that we will give way?
因为小孩子不懂事乱发脾气，就因为他不懂事就让他继续不懂事吗？
Or when a child throws tantrum, does that mean that we should just let him be because he's a child?
这个你不小心就变成了教育上一个很大的问题。
If we are not careful, we will have a problem in education.
那为什么亚伯拉罕不教训罗德一顿？我是不知道。
I do not know why Abraham did not teach Lot a lesson.
要不然早就教训他，但他根本不受教，我也不知道。
Perhaps Lot was just not teachable.
而我知道的是，亚伯拉罕为他的兄弟的孩子尽了责任，把他养大。
But I know that Abraham was responsible and towards his brother's son.
亚伯拉罕是一个很讲正义的人。
Abraham was a person that took great care when it comes to righteousness.
亚伯兰也是知道有审判的人。
He was also a person who knew that there will be a judge.
亚伯兰更知道上帝是用公义全审判全地的一个人。
And he knew that this judge would be God who would judge with righteousness.
所以有关于法律真正正义的审判原则，第一个了解的人是亚伯兰。
Abraham was the first person who understood the rule of law and righteous judgment.
他讲了法律的历史中间最伟大的第一句话。
He has declared the most important first sentence in relation to legal system.
他讲什么话呢？
What did he say?
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义呢？
He says the God who judged the whole world surely would do the right thing.
这样简洁、这样精炼的话是从亚伯兰的口最先讲出来的。
Abraham was the first person to declare such a concise statement.
所以亚伯兰成为信心之人的父。
And so we call him the father of all who have faith.
他是远远超过足够资格承担这样伟大的称号的。
And indeed he is worthy to be known as the man who is the father of all who have faith.
他相信的神是创造者。
He believed that God is the creator.
他相信的神是救赎者。
He believed that God is the Savior.
他相信的神是审判者。
He believed that God is the Judge.
他相信的神是赐福者。
He believed God blesses the people.
他相信的神是应许者。
He believed God gave promises.
他相信的神是预备者。
He believed God prepares the way.
他相信的神是帮助人的。
He believed that God would help mankind.
他相信的神是供应者。
He believed that God would provide.
所以这些神属性跟神恩典中间的要旨都在他的信仰的范围里面。
And Abraham had a faith that contained all these attributes of God.
像一个人跟这位神有这样清楚的认识，有这样亲密的关系的时候，他在世界的夫妻上还与人争什么呢？
And when a person is so close with God and partakes of God's goodness, what else would he fight with the world?
所以当罗德对他没有礼貌的时候，
Therefore, when Lot was rude towards Abraham,
他根本看你这个年轻人不懂事，你让你去做一些野蛮的范围的事情吧。
Abraham would consider Lot as an ignorant person and would just let him be.
所以他说你要向东我就向西。
And so Abraham says, if you go to the east, I'll go west.
如果你向西 我就向东。
If you go west, then I'll go east.
我不会与你相争。
I will not fight with you.
你我不可相争。
You and I should not be fighting.
你的牧人与我的牧人也不可相争。
And your servants and my servants should not quarrel.
我们原是骨肉。
For we were brothers.
这样清楚的提示。
And so such a clear instruction.
应当让年轻人呢感到自己的无恋见长辈羞愧万分才对的。
Should have shame lot the younger person.
但是很多的年轻人常常不懂做人，总以为自己是最合理的。
But many young people are ignorant and they always think of themselves as right.
你们读这些话，听这些道以后，你要改变，否则你前途不会蒙上帝太大的赐福。
And so these verses should transform our life, or God will not bless us.
除非一些老人是故意抵挡上帝，不敬畏上帝，也不喜欢年轻人。
The exception will be an elderly person who is opposing to God.
多数的长辈因为经过一些事，心情有一种爱护、照顾、也关心年轻人的这种。
The most elderly person has experienced many things, so they want to take care of the young spirituality.
所以年轻人要学习忍耐。
And so the young should learn patience.
学习思考老人一切的决定。
And to think about what is the behind the decisions of the elderly.
尊重年长的人。
And honor those who are old.
上帝就必赐福给你。
And God will bless you.
我今天要继续讲罗德后来遭遇了什么事情。
I want to continue to talk about what Lot encountered.
亚伯兰说：“你可以选吧。”
When Abraham said, "Choose."
我，你不要的才交给我吧。
Give me the leftover.
亚伯兰不是随便讲讲这种客套的话语。
He was not just saying things out of courtesy.
他实实在在从心里面有这种灵性发出这种话语出来。
And these words really came from his spirituality.
那么呢，这个罗德呢就在这里 take the advantage, 占了优势。你既然这么讲，我就做给你看。
And Lot immediately took advantage of the words of Abraham.
所以他就把肥沃的平原、最丰富土产的地方就把它抢去了。
And he took the most fertile land.
让亚伯拉罕到山上。度你的晚年，反正你这个老头儿也没有孩子，现在等死，你就到那边去了。
And allow Abraham to take the land that are higher on higher ground. After all, he has no descendants.
他是用心理，是用现状去分析，不是从永恒，也不从神的应许去看亚伯兰的价值。
And Lot has analyzed things based on what he can see, not from the perspective of eternity.
今天很多在世界上很会打滚、很会做生意的人。有时听到教会有些道理，结果听完了以后，他说：“反正你就是讲这一套，我就过我世界的生活。这世界不是你的家，是我的家。你的家在那边，你不必跟我走。”
And many people who are very seasoned in the world would think that all the church does is to preach a theory by itself, but we live our own life.
眷恋世上福气的人，常常轻看树林的静谧。
And those who love the blessings of the world will despise the blessing of the church.
这就是上帝启示这几段的圣经要给人类的教训。
And these few passages contain lessons for us.
圣经说呢，罗德就渐渐迁移帐篷，越来越靠近索多玛去了。
And the Bible says that then Lot went closer and closer to Sodom.
但是接下去圣经讲一句话，索多玛的罪恶很大。在神的眼中是很邪恶的城市。
And the Bible says that Sodom was a city filled with evil people.
那为什么呢？罗德没有看到这句话呢？
But Lot was ignorant of that.
因为他习惯用自己的原则、用自己的标准、用自己的眼光来定夺一切的批判。
This was because he was self-centered and he has always judged all things based on his own ideas.
亚伯兰完全不是如此。
But Abraham was completely not so.
亚伯兰的价值观是照着神所看的去看。
The value system of Abraham was based on how God would consider things.
照着神的标准去定位。
And his standard was based on God's standard.
照着神的感觉去感受。
And he feel things based on how God would feel.
这就后来归正神学所要求于信徒一个很重要的原则。
It becomes an important principle in Reformed theology in demand of Christians.
We should think after God's thinking.And feel after God's feeling and act after God's planning.
我们所想的要好像上帝所想的一样，我们所感受的要好像上帝一样，我们所做的要跟上帝所行的一样。
如果我们能够照着神的眼光去看这个世界的时候，
If we can look at things of the world from the angle of God,
神的价值观就成为我们的一个标准。
And the value system of God will become our standard.
神的永恒就成为我们的一个目标。
The eternity of God will become our goal.
现象暂时实用价值是太肤浅的东西。
The present, the pragmatic, the temporal are all very shallow things.
我们用注重本质过于注重现象。
We want to take care of the essence more than the phenomena.
注重根基过于注重建造。
We want to place emphasis on the foundation more than the building.
我们注重方向过于注重内容。
We want to emphasize the direction more than the content.
我们要注重原则过于注重细节。
We want to emphasize the principle more than the details.
我们要注重永恒，过于注重暂时。
And we place emphasis on eternity more than the temporal world.
我们的注重实质，过于注重得失。
We want to place emphasis on the reality more than the profit and loss.
这就是亚伯拉罕跟以撒不同的地方。
This was the difference between Abraham and Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕让以撒选你认为最好的东西。
And God allowed Isaac to pick what was best for him.
因为人认为最好的东西不一定是最好的东西。
What men consider to be best may not be so.
而神为我定的，为我所保守的，是永远没有人可以夺去的。
But what God has reserved for me will never be taken away by anyone.
所以亚伯拉罕就照着他的灵性，以照着他与神之间的关系，好好的保守，好好的安稳在他。从神领受的范围里面。
And so Abraham was faithful towards what God has given to him.
上个礼拜我对你说。
And last week I said.
当亚伯拉罕跟这个罗德分开以后。
After Abraham separated himself from Lot.
罗德去了以后。神就对亚伯拉罕讲更重要的话。
After Lot has left, God spoke to Abraham more important messages.
这里要告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
人常常不觉悟到他到底失去了什么。
It tells us that we are often ignorant towards things that we have lost.
已经得着而失去的东西，使你感觉到你有所失。
Sometimes you feel lost because you once had that thing and then you lost it.
但已经得过失去，使你感到有所失的这种失落的感觉，不是最重要的感觉。
But this sense of loss is not the most important feeling.
最可怕的损失。
The most frightening loss.
就是你没有得着你可能得着的东西。因为你从来不知道你会得做什么，所以你也从来不觉得你损失什么。
Would be the loss that you ought to have, the things that you ought to have, but you have lost it because you never knew you should have it.
这两件事你分开来。
When you are able to segregate these two,
你就知道自以为聪明的人常常不是最聪明的人。
You will know that those who think of themselves as intelligent are actually not so.
最聪明的人常常感到自己不聪明。
But the most wise person will often think of himself as not wise.
这就是圣经所隐藏的一个非常反合性的道理。
This is a paradoxical lesson implicit in the Bible.
上帝阻挡骄傲的人。
That God will block those who are proud.
上帝赐恩给谦卑的人。
And bless those who are humble.
因为他赐更多的恩典。
He will give more blessings.
那么这个更多的恩典在哪里呢？
Where is this more blessing?
就是从来没有向骄傲的人显明出来的那一件看不见的恩典。
It is invisible grace that would not be revealed to the arrogant.
一个人骄傲的时候，
When a person is arrogant,
他是从来没有觉悟到自己正在骄傲。
He will not be aware of his own arrogance.
他正在为自己所做的用所谓合理的理由来自己解释，来自己满足自己。
He will find all sorts of excuses to give himself the reasons.
所以这是灵性非常可怕的绊脚石。
This will be a stumbling block in our spirituality.
当罗德离开亚伯兰以后，
After Lot left Abraham,
神对亚伯兰再讲的话，就是罗德永远没有份的东西。
God spoke to Abraham and Lot forever would not have heard it.
我们常常以为我要选什么，这是我的自由，我选的好不好，我自己负责。我对神的恩典，他已经预备了，只等我决定要不要来证明我能不能得着。
We often think that things are a result of our choice, including the blessings of God.
神的恩典不是你的自由意志做最后的裁决的。
But the grace of God is not dependent on your own sense of free will.
神的恩典是他的绝对的主权做最后的裁决的。
The grace of God comes from His own sovereign will.
那对这种道理这样深奥去了解，这就是你的灵性进到什么地步的那个证明了。
When you are able to understand such profound lessons, then your spirituality would have improved.
当罗德离开了以后
，After Lot left，
他就用自己的计划、自己的预算、自己的标准，知道以后他会发财到什么地步。
Based on his own plans and calculation, he was thinking about how prosperous he will be.
他也照着他的估计，知道他的伯父亚伯兰以后会沦落变得很穷的人。
And by his own estimation, his uncle Abraham would then be in poverty.
中国人有句话是人算不如什么？不如天算。
The Chinese would say that our calculations are often not the same as that of heaven.
他跑到最肥沃的地。
He may have gotten the most fertile land.
最强盛的地方。
And Lot went to a place where there are great power.
最富裕的城市。
A city that is most prosperous.
那个强盛，那个富裕，那个高贵的地方，也就是虎视眈眈，许多的王要抢的地方。
But he went to a place that was very prosperous and also a target for many kings.
这样，人的高峰常常是下山的开始。
And sometimes when we reach what we think is the climax, it is the beginning of the descent.
人到了最高峰的第二步就是开始走下坡。
Right after you reach your height, you will then start to come down.
这个很多人从来没有注意到的。
This is something many people do not realize.
所以有一些人看这份生意会这么赚钱，我转到这里来，他一转进来的时候，那份生意开始下去，他就一生完蛋了。
Many people will go bankrupt because they think of a business as profitable, but once they go inside, it starts to fall.
你想，世界会像你想象的起价的一直起，一直起，一直起吗？
And we often think that the price will keep going up.
不是的。
Not so.
在十年以前呢
？10 years ago.
梵高的这个 Dr. Gauthier 卖了7900万美金。
The painting Dr. Gauthier by Van Gogh was sold for $79 million.
Irises 卖了5300万美金。
The irises was sold for $53 million.
他的 sunflower 卖了3900万美金。
And the sunflower was sold for $39 million.
很多人以为这个 old master 的作品是越来越高，就投资在最可怕的这个图画的就油画的这个事情上。
Many people think that the investment on the masters is most profitable.
啊，那个时候呢，是个日本的经济最强的时候。
At that time, Japan has the strongest economy in the world.
所以这些人
and these buyers
用钱去投资
invested in all these things.
他们盼望就可以发大财。
They wanted to prosper.
现在请问这几年有哪一个这Van Gogh的作品有这么高的价钱吗？
But for the past few years, none of Van Gogh's painting would fetch such price.
四年以前
，Four years ago,
Amsterdam 的 Van Gogh Museum 的 curator 一个女的宣布一件事情。被日本买去的那个 sunflower 是假的。
There was a declaration from Amsterdam, a curator of the Van Gogh Museum, that the sunflower could be fake.
这个人举足轻重。
The statement was very important.
因为他是全世界梵高的权威。
Because this curator is an expert in Van Gogh.
我看了整篇的报道。
After I read the report,
他凭着什么资格讲那一张是假的呢？
With what basis did she declare this as a fake?
Vincent van Gogh 神经病发作的时候 ，Dr. Gauthier 就把他收留在他的房子的地下室来做调养的工作。
Dr. Gauthier was the physician that treated Van Gogh when he was ill at his own basement.
啊，那个时候呢，梵高无所事事，就每天作画。
And Van Gogh painted every day at the basement of Dr. Gauthier.
这样，他在那边，如果我没有记错，是90天的时间。
He was there, if I'm not mistaken, for 90 days.
如果2天完成一幅画的话
，If he could finish a painting in every 2 days,
他就可以在那个地方做了最少是40-50张的画。
He would have produced at least 40 over paintings.
但是后来他死了
，After he died,
这 Dr. Gauthier 的孩子不读书，不做事。所以变成一个失业的人。
The children of Dr. Gauthier was jobless. They didn't work hard.
后来怎么样呢
？What would they do then？
他们就常常说，有梵高的画奉献给博物馆，有梵高的画就拿出来卖。
They kept selling the painting of Van Gogh that they have.
就在以后不到几年的时间，从那个地下室卖出来的画有230多张。
Within a few years, 230 of paintings were sold from the basement.
人就怀疑。 梵高病的时候，有没有可能在这几十天画这么多的画呢？
And so people doubted that he is able to produce 200 overpainting within such a short time.
后来有消息传出来，
And news was leaked.
说这个呢，医生的孩子没有事业，没有做，又听说人家很喜欢梵高的画，他就叫人专门仿仿的一样样。
That the descendants of Dr. Gauguin, because they were jobless, got people to fake the paintings.
所以一直卖，一直卖，一直卖。
And they kept selling his paintings.
结果现在呢，在地上，在世界上，假的梵高的画可能有好多好多。
And so there must be many, many fake paintings of Van Gogh today.
当然，能够真正查出是真是假，还需要一番的功夫。
You still need to spend a lot of effort to ascertain whether it's genuine.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
现在梵高的图画的价钱会多高，已经不一定像过去那么乐观了。
And the painting will no longer fetch the high prices of the past.
这几年想不到的事情，中国瓷器的价钱越来越高了。
But the thing that people do not expect is ceramic from China is ascending in prices.
所以有一些的瓷器，最贵的一个小碗是雍正的，前年卖了1.5亿港币。
And actually, a small porcelain bowl that by Qianlong was sold for more than $100 million.
所以鬼谷下山的元代青花瓷器卖了1,500万英镑。
And also another piece was sold for £450 million.
那我还可以讲一大堆，不过时间不够就是了。
I can keep describing, but we don't have enough time.
那么现在很多人以为我走这条路一定对，我投资一定发财。现在新加坡的好的地区的 apartment 一年就翻一倍价钱了。
And many people think that if I invest in this, we will surely make money. Like now in Singapore, property prices are just tripling and doubling.
Lotte 每天看报纸。
Lotte would have read the newspaper every day.
他知道哪一行要起价了。
He would try to estimate what will be profitable.
看中了，索多玛是最新的行情。
And he thought Sodom would be the best place to go to.
要不然这个老头儿什么都不懂。
That Abraham must be ignorant.
所以就慢慢迁移到索多玛去了。
And so he moved closer and closer to Sodom.
万没有想到。
But he never would have imagined.
刚刚拿到索多玛的居民证以后
，the right after he have this
不久就是索多玛被人攻陷，打仗失败，全家都完蛋。
Sodom would have been captured by the enemies, and the entire family would be captured.
所以圣经给我们一个很重要的教训。
Here the Bible give us an important lesson.
得的就是失，失的就是得。
Things you gain will be considered as loss. Things you lose will be considered as gain.
好了，耶稣基督讲的这句话出来了。
Jesus Christ declared this.
为了福音丧去生命的，就必得着生命。
Those who lose their life for the sake of the gospel will gain it.
得着生命的将要失去生命。
And those who gain their life will lose it.
你们得着全世界失去你的生命有什么益处呢？
What is the purpose if you gain the whole world but lose your soul?
这样你的速算
So your calculation
跟变化率之间的关系是你没有办法明白的。
Cannot be connected with probability.
亚伯拉罕用不变应付万变。
Abraham would use the unchanging God to look at all the changing world.
罗德用自己的聪明处理万变的世界，以为是不变的。
But Lot would use his own intelligence to deal with the changing world.
所以结果呢，他倾家荡产。
In the end, he lost everything.
结果完全所做的一切功亏一篑。
Everything was lost completely.
所以当四王与五王征战的时候
，And so when there was a battle between five and the four kings，
想不到大臣如索多玛的王完全失败。
The king of Sodom, a great city, failed.
摩摩拉也失败。
Gomorrah was also lost.
是其他的那些王战胜的。
The other kings won.
战胜了这些索多玛、摩摩拉王，他就逃跑了。
And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah ran away.
那个地区很多的石坑，他们就掉下去。
There were a lot of tar pits, and they all fell in.
有的就跑到山上去了。
And some people fled to the hills.
跑到山上什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
表示还是亚伯拉罕的地方比较安全。
It means the places of Abraham was more safe.
所以你选的时候你选错了。
Which meant that he
回头的时候要见到老人家就很不好意思了。
You will be embarrassed if you see this elderly Abraham.
这是我从里面看到很多很特别的教训在里面。
These are special lessons that I can perceive from the passages.
今天整个人类都在这种矛盾中间。
And today all of humanity suffers from such irony.
我给你个功课好不好
？Let me give you a lesson.
现在很多人注重民主，结果呢？我告诉你，最后这五年。 被民主选出来的总统，有很多是百姓后悔的不得了，为什么那个时候选他的？
Many people place emphasis in democracy, but for the past 5 years, many democratically elected leaders were not good.
为什么百姓选了过一两年他们就后悔呢？
Why would the people then regret electing someone after 2 years?
上帝的恩典不是人的自由做最后的裁决。
Because the grace of God is not dependent on the freedom of men.
上帝的恩典是用神最高的智慧的主权的决定做最后的裁决。
The grace of God is come about because of the sovereign wisdom of God.
所以圣经吩咐我们不要依靠自己的聪明。
The Bible tells us not to rely on our own intelligence.
圣经告诉我们你要仰赖耶和华。
But we are to look upon the Lord.
专心仰望他。
And with all our hearts seek of him.
他必指引你的道路。
And he will guide your way.
所以当四王与五王相战的时候。
And so when the four kings were fighting with the five kings.
所多玛王失败了。
The kings of Sodom failed.
俄摩拉王也失败了。
The king of Gomorrah failed.
结果他们不但失败了。
Not only did they fail.
他们的城市被攻陷了。
Their city were captured.
他们的妇女被掳去了。
And their women were captured.
他们的产业被占有了。
And all properties were taken away.
罗德也被掳去了。
Lot was taken away.
罗德一生一世所做的一切完全在一天里面完蛋了。
And all his success was destroyed in a single day.
所以到底他争到的是什么东西呢？
In the end, what has he fought for?
你用你的血气争到的东西完全丢掉了。
You will lose all that you try to gain with your own power.
圣经这个时候提到有一个人逃出来。
The Bible here mentioned about someone who escaped.
他就是那些逃到山上里面的一个人。
One of those who escaped to the hills.
他见到了亚伯拉罕。
When he saw Abraham.
他告诉这件事情。
He told him this matter.
以致也是传到罗德被掳去的消息。
And that is the matter of how Lot has been captured.
那现在我们在看亚伯拉罕听见罗德被掳去的时候，他的心情怎么样？
How did Abraham react when he heard the news?
如果是你是我，
if it were you and or me,
很可能我们说感谢主。
Perhaps we say thanks be to God.
你的名是应当称呼的。
Your name should be praised.
这些不懂人情世故的年轻人，正好给你现在管教的很适合的时间。
It is the right time to teach them a lesson.
让他们懂懂一下我老人家的心情。
Let the young people understand the elderly now.
这个人对我这样没有礼貌。
This young person was so rude to me.
父亲死了，我把他养大。
I have taken care of him since his father died.
反一口就来咬我。
But now he has attacked me.
上帝啊，你再管教他一下。
Oh God, chastise that person.
要不然完全没有讲话。
But Abraham never said that.
要不然守口如瓶，没有评论一句话。
He kept quiet. He didn't criticize.
只下了一个命令。
He just gave a command.
我家里生的壮丁。
That all the servants he born of his household.
318个人。
318 of them.
预备你们整齐。
All of them has to be trained.
我带你们去打仗。
And he will lead them into warfare.
我要去打仗。
He will go.
要跟谁打仗呢？
To fight with who?
跟那战败四王的五王打仗。
And to fight with the five victorious kings.
所以表示呢，要不然的雄心大志，这一点不因为他年老就衰退下去。
It means that even in his old age, he was an ambitious man.
他平常不多讲话。
Abraham may not have spoken a lot.
必要的时候呢？
But at the crucial time.
他宝刀未老。
He was still able.
当然需要的时刻呢？
When at the most crucial time.
他还是雄狮一只。
He was just like a lion.
这是很多的年轻人不注意的事情。
This is something many young people are ignorant of.
当贝多芬有一天呢离开他这个海顿，从维也纳跑回 Bonn 的时候，
when Beethoven once left Vienna back to Bonn,
他知道他跟两个老师学音乐。
He knew his two teachers who taught him music.
一个是 Franz Joseph Haydn.
One is Franz Joseph Haydn.
另外一个是 Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
The other one is Amadeus Mozart.
但他心里面感到海顿呢老气龙钟，这个老态龙钟，这个海顿的音乐呢很古老很古板。
And he thought that Haydn's music was very old, very old-fashioned.
Mozart 的音乐有无穷的灵活性，还有很多新派的思想可以发挥的相当流利尽致。
But Mozart's music was a lot more creative and a lot more potential.
既然妈妈死了，
and since the mother died,
他就离开当时的音乐首都维也纳。
He left Vienna, the capital of music back then.
他回去，
and return to his own home.
当他回去的时候呢,
when he returned,
那么他离开他的家再回维也纳的时候,
when he left his new home and went back to Vienna,
他没有想到莫扎也死了。
He didn't realize that Mozart was also dead.
1791年的事情。
It was 1791.
他就趁着这个机会就决定不再跟海顿修东西了。
He took the opportunity and would not learn further with Haydn.
因为我要的老师已经死了，你这个老师很古板，我不要，所以他就走了。
And two, one of the teachers have already died, and he just didn't want to follow the second one.
走的时候也不告辞。
He didn't say goodbye.
当然，海顿呢是很伤心的。
And Haydn was very disappointed.
因为年轻人对他是这样的。
This was the way the younger student treated him.
但海顿更伤心的不是失去这个贝多芬这个学生。
But it was not the loss of Beethoven alone.
海顿最伤心的，因为当他要伦敦去指挥伦敦的交响乐的时候，莫扎对他讲一句话。
He was more disappointed because when he was about to conduct the orchestra in London, Mozart said,
爸爸，你不要去吧。
Don't go, Father.
恐怕你去了，回来我已经不在了。
So that because when you come back, I may not be here anymore.
海顿说：“年轻人讲什么？不要乱讲。”
Haydn said, "You're so young. What are you talking about?"
我不久就回来了。
I will come back shortly.
很奇怪的，当海顿在伦敦大大成功以后
，But after Haydn enjoyed great success in London,
回到维也纳，真的莫扎也死了。
When he returned to Vienna, he found that Mozart was dead.
难过得不得了。
And so he was very sad.
那么海顿在伦敦的时候
，When Haydn was in London,
有一些的日子他没有指挥，人家就请他去听音乐会。
And he was invited to listen to musical concert when he was not conducting.
他就听到 Handel 的弥赛亚正在演奏。
And he heard the performance of Handel's Messiah.
吓了一跳。
And he was astonished.
因为他是天主教徒。
He was a Roman Catholic.
天主教徒做的宗教曲子不是 Requiem 就是 Mass， 不是 Mass 就是 Requiem， 不是 Requiem 就是 Mass.
And the sacred music of the Roman Catholic is only the Requiem or the Mass.
从来没有想到有 Oratorio 可以这样尽情、自由、浪漫的发挥这个作曲家里面的感情。
They never realized that there's an oratorium that can express human emotions.
所以他内心的深度佩服。这个 Handel 佩服的半死。
And so he honored Handel greatly.
他回去就决定要做 oratorio.
When he go back, he wanted to compose an oratorio.
Handel 的才气大到一个地步。
But Handel was so talented.
两个礼拜就可以写两三个钟头才演奏的完了一大部的音乐。
That within a few weeks he can compose a great musical piece that would take 2 hours to play.
所以他回到这维也纳的时候。
And when Handel Haydn returned back to Vienna.
他就努力找好的这个诗词。
He kept trying to find a good score.
结果呢，有人把 John Milton 改写的《创世纪》交给他，他说这就是我的机会。他就做了 Oratorio Creation D sharp 4的文。
And he did the Oratorio Creation after he received John Milton's work.
那么过几年以后
，A few years later，
他做成功了。
After he succeeded，
有人就传出哇，他又去啊。要演奏出来很好的东西，但是还没有奏出来。
And there was news that he had another new piece that was very good.
人家也告诉他。
People told him.
曾经是你学生的贝多芬也做了一个 overture 叫做 The Creation of Prometheus.
And Beethoven also did The Creation of Prometheus.
Creation of Prometheus 是根据希腊的神话。
Creation of Prometheus is about Greek mythology.
讲那个神呢，把怎么点火，教导人用火。
Prometheus was the god that taught men how to use fire.
是一个 opera 戏曲。
And so it was a opera.
那么有戏曲 overture.
Overture.
所以有一天呢，两个人在宴会里面见面的时候很尴尬，因为从前曾经不欢而散。
Both Beethoven and Haydn met each other, and they were embarrassed because they were not have good relationship.
Haydn 老人家老人和就先说，哎，你好吗？
And Haydn was an elderly person, so he first greeted Beethoven.
年轻的比如说，不错不错，好好，你好吗？他问他。
Beethoven also greeted him back.
Haydn 对他说，听说人家对我说，你最近做了一个 overture 叫做 The Creation of Prometheus， 做得很好。
And Haydn said, people said that you just composed the creation of Prometheus, it was very good.
他说老师不敢当不敢当。
And Beethoven said, teacher, I should not say so.
我大概听说你做的 creation of 这个 oratorio 很好，我没有办法做你像你那么好。
I heard that you have a better piece than I did.
年轻人客气也不错了哈。
So it's good that he was courteous.
想不到 Haydn 说什么，当然。 像你这样年轻人到死都不会做我那样好的东西出来。
And Ivan said, of course, you are so young until the day you die, you cannot reach my standard.
这个贝顿吓了一跳。
And so Peyton was shocked.
这个老师还讲这样的话。
How can my teacher say things like that?
谁等 Haydn 的 creation 演唱首演的时候。
So during the premiere of the performance of Haydn's creation,
贝顿决定跑去听。
Beethoven went there to listen.
你敢说我到死都做不出你这么，原来我是看不起你，你还敢讲这话。
How dare you say that I cannot ever reach your standard?
那么他坐在会众中间，不是太远，就在靠近的地方。
And he sat among the audience not too far away.
Haydn 那一天没有指挥。
Haydn did not conduct that day.
他那时候年纪已经相当大了。
He was pretty old by then.
因为他是1732年生的。
He was born in 1732.
现在已经1799年了。
And now he's already 1790s.
已经是六七十岁的老人家坐在哪里？
So he could be in his 70s.
那么听到要有光就有了光的时候。
When he reached the portion where he said, "Let there be light."
他很紧张地注意听。
He was very anxious.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为 Handel 的作者， Handel 的诗词的作者 Charles Jennens 从来不给 Handel 任何的规律。
Because Handel's lyricist did not give him any constraint.
The libretto of Handel's oratorio Charles Jennens never give any limit for his freedom to compose. So Handel just, and he shall purify, and he shall purify, 就一直轮唱，一直轮唱。
And so the choir would just keep going in cycles.
但是 Haydn 不是如此。
But not so for Haydn.
他说，你写创世纪的时候。
When you write the creation,
你不能像 Handel 转来转去一直重复。
You cannot be like Handel that keep repeating himself.
你就是一次过就结束了。
And just declare it once.
哇，他说这个很难的。
So it's very difficult.
上帝说要有光。
God said, "Let there be light."
就有了光。
And there is light.
如果 Handel 要有光，要有光，要有光，光光光光光光光光，要有光，你说就这样嘛。
For Handel, they keep repeating, "Let there be light."
但是现在他受的是限制，怎么写呢？
But now there's this constraint.
所以他很谨慎的做。
And so anxiously he composed it.
上帝说。
God said.
要有光
Let there be light.
砰砰砰就有了光那个光啊大概大二十倍的声音所以你刚才吓了一跳就
是 very loud.
那么演唱的时候呢
And when the performance was on,
Haydn 自己紧张得不得了
Haydn was very anxious.
注意看到底唱出来变成什么
I wanted to see the result of the performance.
唱完了这句话一唱完了以后呢
After this sentence was over,
我个人的感受呢
personally, I thought,
就有了光以后呢你发现光就四射在全宇宙中间所以它旋律每到一个地步几乎很难去了解
And the melody was so beautiful, after this light, light is everywhere.
跟光一出现以后美丽的四射导光
Very beautiful way of expression.
Haydn 就站起来
And Haydn stood up.
这不是我是上帝的就跌下去了
This is not me but the work of God.
这老人家就跌下去昏倒了
And he fainted.
在听众中间
Among the people.
有一个年轻人
There was a young man.
就站起来
Who stood up.
跑到前面去
Who came forward.
把他扶起来
And then helped him up.
那个人是谁啊
Who was this person?
罗德
It was Lot.
那个人是谁
Who was this?
是贝多芬
He was Beethoven.
后来他心里一个感受
And Beethoven then felt
我从前看不起的老人家我以为他没有东西他还有很多东西的
That I once despised this elderly teacher of mine but in reality he still had many things to teach me.
青年人
So young people
我们有时候看不惯老人做的事情
Sometimes we are not used to the way the elderly behave.
忍耐一下
Be patient.
因为我看很多青年传道人从前一直骂老传道，等他们自己老的时候，不像样的不得了。